Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So you probably heard about how events are just being canceled left and right now because of the coronavirus. So the NBA season is suspended. Fans are not allowed to attend the NCAA tournaments. Of course, you probably know about the St. Patrick's Day parade being canceled here in the city. We're hearing like weddings and funerals are also being canceled because of this. Anything with the large crowd.
Yep.
Not that 5,000 plus would be at a wedding, but that's what they're
still
saying to stay away from.
You know, 100, 200 people, you know.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go.
I probably wouldn't,
you know?
Unless it was a close, super close member of the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A couple things that are not canceled so far that you might be looking forward to. The Dan and Shay concert tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. I know, producer Nate. Are you going to that?
I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I wish.
Tomorrow's show with Billie Eilish, not canceled either.
Well, I mean, and a lot of people have really been looking forward to those shows, so I'm sure that they are happy they can still go. Is there, like Bill and I were thinking, is there any sort of upcoming event in your life that you have plans to attend that you're just, like, fingers crossed, hoping and praying that it doesn't get canceled? So my daughter's senior prom is on May 2nd. We've already bought the dress. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope for her sake they still have it, although of course, I don't want anyone to get sick.
Well, of course.
But I've already bought the dress. I've already spent so much money. I hope the senior prom can go on.
And
you
it's
know?
A big deal, obviously. Yeah. No, you have every right as a mom. You have every right to feel that way. Absolutely. I don't have any big events coming up.
No.
I mean, I am picking up the new puppy tomorrow in New Jersey.
Yes.
So I have that. I mean, knock on wood. I hope that's not canceled.
What, like the shelter items?
So. And they run the shelter out of their home. And it's in the basement, they said. So, I mean, it's only a couple people there. So,
okay.
I don't think they're going to cancel.
As long as you stand like 6 feet away.
Right.
Let the puppy run to you down the driveway.
There you go. Know? I'll take that.
Yeah.
Run into my arms.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? What event, what thing do you have coming up? And it could be a prom. It could be a wedding.
Yeah.
That you are hoping does not get canceled. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, so by now, you know, a number of events are being called off in light of the coronavirus. NBA suspending their season. Philly's St. Patty's Day Parade, we all know this weekend, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
The Springfield Parade in Delaware County, that is now canceled. So we want to know, is there something you have coming up that you're hoping does not get called off? The only thing I have coming up, personally, is picking up my rescue dog tomorrow at the shelter.
I think you'll be
in New Jersey. I think I'll be fine.
I don't know, but I don't anticipate them closing the shelter.
Yeah,
but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's senior prom. It is May 2nd. I mean, I'm hoping it doesn't get canceled for her sake. Mm-hmm. Michelle, do you have something coming up?
We do. It's our annual HSA bingo event. Our biggest fundraiser for our school district next Friday night.
Okay.
All right. Our fingers are crossed for you because I know how important that is.
It is, especially with New Jersey and the cuts with the school district. This is such a big fundraiser. And we work so hard at it.
I know.
Just a big deal. So, and it happens to be the same night as our high school junior prom, too.
Oh,
so we're
gosh.
Praying the same for your daughter, hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. And good luck with your puppy.
Oh, well, thank you, Michelle. I'm hoping that doesn't get canceled. I don't think it will, but good luck to you.
But it's a fun thing because you need that right now, especially with everything going on.
Yeah, you do. All right, how about you guys? Do you have an event coming up in the near future that you are just fingers crossed hoping that it will not be canceled because of the coronavirus fears?
Yeah, we want to hear about it. Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
I mean, every time you look at a website, it's a laundry list of event cancellations.
Yeah.
Not just the big ones, too. You know, that hold thousands of people, but weddings and funerals are even being canceled.
Yeah, I mean, two things that are not called off yet. So the Dan and Shay show, that's tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. That's still going on. Tomorrow, Billie Eilish will be there. Still a go. I know a lot of people are looking forward to going to those. Now, Pat, what about you? Do you have something coming up, an event that you're so just hoping does not get canceled?
I haven't heard anything about this, but Friday night I'm supposed to go stay down at the casinos overnight.
Okay.
Oh. So we're still going to do that because my birthday is Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I have, my daughter has her senior trip and senior prom coming up. I hope they're not canceled on her.
That's what I'm thinking.
A lot of events coming up for a lot of families.
You bring up an interesting point, though, Pat, about the casinos. I haven't heard anything about what Atlantic City's doing about this.
Yep, and nor have I.
I haven't either. Plus, my daughter has a Flyers game to go to Tuesday, and I have one coming up. And we're going to go, as far as I know.
Well, so far, I know the Flyers' NHL games have not been suspended. So far, NBA, yes, but not NHL.
Right. And then my daughter and I have a trip to Ireland this summer for her to play field hockey. So I don't want any of that canceled.
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Yeah, that's a big deal, too.
Fingers crossed for you, Pat. And again, happy birthday.
All right, thank you. And I hope that I don't hear anything about the casinos.
Yeah, and let's not forget, European travelers can't come to the U.S. for 30 days.
Yeah, that bans. Starts what Friday at midnight. UK and Ireland, they are excluded, but yeah, it's just a scary time. But we're all hoping and praying that our personal events that we've all been looking forward to aren't canceled. But who knows? What do you have planned? What are your fingers crossed for that it'll continue? Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, things are just getting canceled left and right these days. NBA season suspended after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. Of course, there's that 30-day travel ban to the U.S. from Europe that takes effect tomorrow. So if you have something coming up, it's like you have to cross your fingers and hope it goes on as planned.
I know, and we've been hearing also that, like, weddings and funerals, they're being canceled, too. So we want to know, is there something coming up in your life that you are just, you know, hoping and praying doesn't get canceled? Do you have one, Jennifer?
I don't, but my daughter does. She plays for Team USA U-20 women's ball hockey, and they're supposed to go to Finland for championships in June.
Wow.
You must be so proud.
Yes.
I am. I'm super proud of her.
What's the current thinking, or are they just waiting to see how this unfolds?
They're going to make a decision by the end of March.
Okay. By the end of March.
Okay.
She also goes to Westchester, and she's upset that their rest of their spring semester has been canceled, and they have to do online classes.
Yeah. My daughter goes to Penn State, and that just happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. They now cannot return to main campus until April 6th. It's got to be online classes. Were you going to go to Finland with your daughter?
No, she's just going to go with her team.
Okay. Well, we're wishing the best
for her.
Fingers
crossed. Of course, safety above all else, but fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you.
So, Diana, is there any event coming up in your life that you're hoping does not get canceled because of the coronavirus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. My daughter graduates college.
Early May, right?
Yeah, May 9th, Millersville.
What is Millersville doing right now? Just curious. Are they still holding classes as usual?
No, actually, they've announced that next week is supposed to be spring break.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Spring break is actually extended for 2 weeks, and then all their classes will resume online March 30th until further notice.
Graduation is such a special time.
I know, and this is our oldest daughter, first child through college. We're so excited for her.
I get it, but listen, she's still going to graduate. Mm-hmm. She got her degree, and I know you're a proud mom, but we do wish her the best.
Thanks so much.
Hey, Vicky, tell us about this event that's coming up in your life that you hope doesn't get canceled.
So I go to Westchester University, and they just cancel classes for the remainder of the semester.
Yeah, we heard.
But I graduate in May, so so I'm hoping that graduation's not affected.
And what's the exact date?
I think it's like May 9th.
That's what we just heard from Millersville. Yeah. All right, yeah. So what are you thinking? How does this make you feel as a student? I mean, are you glad you're not exposed to so many people in classes?
I am, because I do have a health problem, so okay. I am receptive. This does make me feel a little better, but I hope that this kind of ends soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're with you. I hope the same, because like we said, graduation is such a special time.
Yeah, Vicky, we really hoping for you. But listen, congratulations on graduating.
Yeah, you did a great job at Westchester.
We're going to give you a little graduation clap right now.
That's right.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll be congratulating you on winning a lot of money. $1,010 for the IQ when it happens at 7:40. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.